Thank you.
You already do like
we are on Maxine, the air.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so it's Thanksgiving 2018. This is the Elliott family. And we are recording a group interview. And basically, it's going to be the questions and answers based on what we come up while we're sitting here at the Thanksgiving table. And who knows, somebody might listen to it one day. So,
and Mom.
So this is one of the questions that is a general StoryCorps question, and anybody can jump in or everybody can jump in, but hopefully not all at the same time. It's can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on you in your life? And would you tell me about some of the most important lessons that person taught you?
Yeah, obviously Spider-Man.
Who are you?
Actually, I have a, I'm Dan, and Spider-Man was a huge influence on me growing up. When I saw the first Spider-Man movie, I don't know if you guys remember, but I would run around, like, shooting webs.
Until
I saw a Star Wars movie.
Kenya is responding in the affirmative.
Which was years before a Star Wars movie came out.
Oh, hey, Michael.
So, that's one. I have an interview question.
Yes.
Will you please pass the sweet
potato?
Remember, your answers should be well thought out and more than one word.
So, she's I don't know if she's inclined to answer that question, but just for Library of Congress purposes, the sweet potatoes are about an inch and a half away from Dan's plate. All right. Anybody else have somebody who had a big influence on them? And what were some of the lessons that person taught you?
Well, I had a...
Who are you?
Elijah. I had a big influence on pretty much everyone.
Sir, could you please say this a little bit more seriously?
Just for the record, Dan and Elijah just did a fist bump.
Mashed potatoes have had a pretty big influence on my weight.
No.
Do you care to elaborate on that?
Well, like, when I eat the mashed potatoes, which Shawnee, which I do frequently, you know, weight gain.
So I'm looking at your plate, and right now all I see is mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yes.
Is that all you're having for Thanksgiving dinner?
I already ate everything else that was on my plate.
Oh,
so. Okay.
All right. Cool. Anybody else for that one? The whole who had a big influence on you? Spider-Man, mashed potatoes, any other influencers for the Elliots?
My parents.
Who are you?
I'm Kim, the mother of the Elliott family, and I'd like to say that my parents had a big influence on me growing up, as did my husband, who is... whose idea it was, actually, for us to do this, and has been my partner for the last 30-odd years, and has helped me raise these amazing children, all 7 of them, and... has stood by my side through some very difficult times. And always helped me see the bright side and helped me laugh through my tears and has shared numerous Thanksgivings and Christmases and birthdays, and for whom I'm very grateful. So yeah, has helped me create this family, for which I'm so grateful.
You're welcome.
Barely exaggerating.
Thank you all for cool. coming to my TED Talk.
All right, that was nice, Mom. Thank you. Anybody else had somebody influenced them?
That was being recorded.
Anybody else have somebody who influenced them other than Spider-Man, mashed potatoes, parents, husband?
Maxie would like to speak.
Maxie.
He says turkey.
Maxie is the cat and he says turkey. Okay, fair enough.
He says turkey a lot of times.
All right, so the next one of the StoryCorps questions that comes up is, can you describe one of your happiest memories?
It was the first time I had mashed potatoes.
Today, when Gabby saw the most macaroni.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Kenya. And
so say that again.
When Gabby saw the most macaroni,
she can't say it without laughing. But when Gabby had the most macaroni, I'm sorry, saw the most macaroni she'd ever seen in her life.
Okay, so like I'm out of the loop on this one. What exactly happened?
That would kind of ruin it.
Yeah, she cooked way too much macaroni, and then when she saw how much macaroni it was, she literally cried laughing because
it was the most macaroni she'd ever seen in her life.
There wasn't, she said it was the most she had ever seen in her entire life.
It was! The most I had ever seen. There was so much!
Okay, Kenya's happiest memory, Gabby, and the most macaroni Gabby had ever seen. All right, anybody else? Anybody else got a happy memory? No other happy memory.
That's the only memory.
These are difficult questions. I got you guys to be done with
things. Think back.
Too many more happy memories you're going to find.
Think back.
From this group.
It's a very sad house.
Not a lot of happiness or
pretty
laughter.
Much any time Dan would be sitting on the couch with I'm Gabby. Anytime Dan would be sitting on the couch with Minnie on his lap, and Minnie would all of a sudden just get very still. And then the whole room would smell really bad. And Dan was the only one who couldn't escape because Minnie was on his lap. But we would all die because Minnie had bad gas and was acting like nothing happened. But it was deathly. The smell could kill you. Those are some
of my happiest memories. Okay. happy memories. Okay, so we got some. That's an interesting memory, Gabby. All right. So the next question that's on here is, what are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud? Who are you?
I'm Joe. Let me repeat that and enunciate, because people often mishear me when I introduce myself. My name is Joe. And I am.
It does happen.
Really proud of all of my siblings. Because they're all really impressive karate competitors, and they do a really good job when they compete in karate tournaments. They're all champions, and it's all very well deserved. And it's really cool to be a part of that with them and see them succeed in that way.
I would just like to add.
That's Kim again.
This is, yeah, Mom again. That I had the privilege of watching Joe, who is his father's assistant karate instructor, one of them, teaching recently at our dojo.
And you get married.
The Empty Hand. And I was immensely proud of him, his patience with his students, and their parents, and his ability to make his students feel like they were not just there learning, but they were having fun and part of the reason that these guys are champions is because they support each other. And they get that example from Joe, from each other, and most of all from their dad. So I'm very proud to be a part of all of that.
Okay, so again, proudest of. Anybody else? What are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud? Joe's proud of his siblings for their karate, and Mom's proud of Joe for being Joe.
And Wayne, not Jim or...
Lincoln?
Jam.
Johnny?
In case you misheard that, it's Joe.
People always think I said Abby.
See, well, if we're going to talk about proudest moments, I mean, and not talk about...
Shiny again.
I have this guy, guest, Dave.
Dan. Mm-hmm. And then when I correct... Nobody thinks Darren. Your name is Dave, so stop it right now.
Darren.
Now I don't even remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah.
He wasn't listening.
If we're talking about proudest moments related to other people and also relating to karate, then... Well, we are, apparently, now. You know, are you holding the right end towards me? Yes. Then we can talk about
that's not what you want to talk
how...
about. If you want to talk about something, then talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, no, because originally when the question was asked, what came to my mind was like, well, what have I done? But
yeah,
then Joe started talking about other people.
Okay.
I was going to say, it's pretty cool when Gabby won, got gold in multiple events at the Pan American Shotokan Karate
Woo!
Competition. One?
She got Ooh, multiple at the Shotokan.
Yeah. Who yes, beat you in sparring?
Leah.
Oh.
But That's thanks. That yeah. means a lot.
Gabby.
All right, so then the next question that comes up on here, and this is for anybody, and who hasn't? I really haven't said anything except, you know, at reading the questions. And then Lincoln hasn't said anything at all. He's got his mouth in his hands, or his This, say it's doing something over there. Anyway, but the next question is, and Lincoln, this could be for you or it could be for anybody else. How would you like to be remembered?
As
a...
You're not Lincoln.
Okay. Lincoln understands that it means not all beings. The
more you say things, the longer they go.
It's a valid time limit. It's capped at 55 minutes.
It's capped at 45, actually.
45. Are you halfway over?
Anybody have a clue?
To answer your question.
How they'd like to be remembered?
Yes.
Anybody?
Well, what do you mean? Like, remembered afterlife?
Remembered by who?
Remember.
Yeah.
Because I don't need to be remembered at all afterlife.
does that matter to anybody, being remembered? Because I'm kind of with Gabby on that one.
Well, if it works anything like Coco, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point.
I'd like some time in the ghost.
Yeah, that seems like a cool place to be.
So if it's like Coco, you do want to be remembered?
So if the day of the dead, like Coco. So if... it's not just like Coco.
So if it's like Coco, then how do you want to be remembered?
It's probably not going to stop. For my karate...
This Elijah again.
Cartoons. And my video games.
You said karate, cartoons, and video games?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So creating video games? Playing video games?
Yes. Creating.
Creating? Okay. Cool. Anybody else?
I'd like to be remembered.
Who are you?
I'm Lincoln. I'd like to be remembered by my trademark hair.
I don't think
very
that's
proud
a
of
problem.
My
you
hair.
Already are.
So that's all I need to say here.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
All right, let's see what the next question is, if there are any more. Okay, so if this was to be our very last conversation, is there anything that you'd want to say to anybody here?
Yes,
oh, gosh.
No. Yes,
too
but
many
not,
things.
Not,
yeah.
Not on record in the Library of Congress.
True. This is where I hid the body.
No.
Well, I mean, if it's your last conversation, why not tell the Library of Congress where you hid the body?
Well, are you dying
at
you?
Yeah, is it my last conversation or just my last conversation with Dan? Or my last conversation with Lincoln.
Right. Is
it?
Move to Japan and the internet going to disappear suddenly so that I could never talk to her again?
Or is she going to die? Or are you going to die?
Well, okay. So pick one. Pick one. Pick the one you just said. So Kenya's going to move to Japan, and the internet is going to disappear, and it's the last time you're going to be able to say anything to her. So what would you say to her?
I don't want to be here.
Your mother.
Anybody else have a last conversation?
Oh, God. I think, like Gabby said,
they
want to
have.
There's
just too much.
Also, there's too much, but also, like, these are the people with whom I am most honest and say the most things to. So, like, if there's anybody who I feel comfortable that, like,
He doesn't even know.
I don't necessarily, like, if I was never going to be able to speak to them again, I'd feel confident that the people here
already know.
Right.
Okay.
They already know.
Yeah, I'd probably just want to reiterate a lot of things.
Yeah.
I don't like any of
them. I love you and.
We know.
I want you to.
Look at the turkey on the floor.
Take care of your dad.
We'll take care of us. We will.
Okay.
Good. Not too real.
You noticed how I turned the fan on when I started sweating.
If it was my last conversation with you guys, I would probably say to Gabby, her Goju Shio dye is overrated. I'd say to Dan that his face was small. I'd say to Kenya that she's definitely going to drop out before she graduates.
There's like 2 weeks left.
And I'd tell Lincoln that he still hadn't managed to kick me in all these years. And even though he's tried so very hard.
What about you?
Well, I skipped a lot of people. I'm just getting to the main point.
I got nothing to say to that guy.
For the record, Lincoln has kicked Elijah many times.
Indeed,
I
have.
Is that true? Is that true, Lincoln?
It is not true.
Yes.
I'm Lincoln.
I'm pretty sure if the StoryCorps people actually listen to this, they're going to stop it like 3 minutes in.
Yet.
All right.
We
okay.
Continue.
And they continue.
Okay, so the next question that's up on here is for your great-great-grandchildren listening to this years from now, is there any wisdom you'd want to pass on to them? What would you want them to know?
Sorry, you don't exist.
Yeah, I did not mean for this to happen. I was actively trying for it to not happen. Sorry, bro. That sucks.
No, I'm sorry you actually don't exist.
Yeah.
And it's too bad because life is pretty good.
What?
For me.
Oh, that's wrong. He's saying the opposite of what I'm
right.
saying.
You're saying a different thing. I'm saying I don't have grandkids, so...
So sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry, you don't
exist.
I am saying if there are in fact great great grandkids, I apologize.
That's my bad.
Wait, so we've never met them?
Why would you pick that question?
No.
I'm reading the questions as they're coming up.
Oh.
Sorry. You do they come up one at a time. You scroll across.
So you don't have the
it's
ability
okay.
to...
It's okay. It's okay.
So, to answer your question, Elijah, no, they're your great-great-grandchildren, so you're probably not around.
So you never met.
Probably not.
He could have.
Great-great?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty great. That's pretty great.
Really good.
I'd say
I'm pretty glad that I got to be so great.
That's great.
That's crossing the line.
Is there anybody that you guys can think of who, not from the family, obviously this is just the Elliots, but is there anybody that you guys have known as friends or relatives growing up that you have anything that you would want to say to them if they were here?
Connor is getting a lot fatter, and he should try this.
You're really letting your age show.
Hi.
Who's Connor?
Oh, he's
he's the missing sibling.
Yeah.
Is he the right age? No, he's not the right age.
He's not the right age.
He's the right age. He'd have to be between
I'm just
the
saying
kids,
he's,
but yes,
he's our other sibling.
He's an honorary Elliot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say hi, old friends. Friend or friends. How you been? Oh, that's good. All right.
Okay.
See you.
Maybe
see you
you're
around.
Not showing your age.
See you later. That's probably what I'd say.
So, do you have any specific aspirations? Is there anything that you can think of that you'd like to accomplish in your lives?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to get to the point where I'm content.
You would like to get to the point where you're content?
Yes. And I'm starting to think that happiness is not really a thing. But contentment, I think, can be. So I'd like to be content most of the time.
Yeah, that's it. They're actually, I saw a TED Talk or something that talked about the fact that people, the fact that happiness kind of is contentment, and that people a lot of times think that happiness is like constant joy, and
yeah,
that's
no,
not
that,
a thing.
That would not be fun.
And there are also people who don't agree that joy and happiness are the same thing.
Right.
That you can actually be joyful. You can be joyful when you're unhappy.
Right. But it's actually
like
it's interesting because I was just talking to and this isn't exactly the same, but to the kids at my internship about the difference between happiness and positivity, and how a lot of times people will say be happy, but it's better to think about being positive, because you can be angry but still be positive, because positivity is more the idea of having a mindset, whereas happiness is an emotion and it's fleeting and it comes and goes, and but positivity is more of a mindset and a way to view the world. And almost like a feeling of it's okay that I'm not happy right now, because whatever it is that I'm experiencing isn't gonna last, and things change, and just kind of acknowledging the fluid nature of experience, and that whatever you're experiencing, good or bad, and whatever you're feeling, good or bad, isn't permanent. Fluid.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, that's not a very comforting thought, though, because, like, yes, all the surface emotions are fluid, but if the underlying, state of mind is not good, then that doesn't... Then the surface emotions being fluid doesn't... I don't know. Doesn't help me. Yeah, I know. People always say things like, it's going to be okay. And I've always thought that that is worthless. Because it's not okay right now. But what I've started to have to tell myself sometimes is that it actively is okay right now. Because most of the time, if I have anxiety, it's about things in the future or the past. It's not about the current moment. I can deal with difficult situations when they're happening, but I get anxiety about them when they're not happening. So if I can tell myself that it is okay, that helps me. But saying that it's going to be, it's like, okay, but I still have to live this, and then eventually it's going to not be again. So I think, I don't know, for some reason the fluidity of being okay makes me more anxious.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm Lincoln. I said, what goes up must come down.
When I'm happy.
2018.
Dab on him.
Dab on him.
Are there, this is, I don't know where this is going to take the conversation or if anybody's going to have an answer. Are there any movies that anybody likes or...
Infinity War.
Is looking... Infinity War?
Yes.
You
were
like...
Were you going to say, or is looking forward to?
Or is looking forward to.
Lincoln and I were just talking about
Fantastic
Beasts. It's out already. And we
it's
have
out?
To see it. Yes.
Okay, can we stop this and go?
No.
Ah, all right.
Spider-Verse.
Excuse me?
December 14th.
Yeah.
What?
That's another one. Spider-verse. Also Creed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that out? Yeah,
Creed
that's
is out, isn't it?
It just came out on Tuesday.
Yeah. Fantastic Beasts is out?
Came out on Tuesday.
The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Why are we here?
Because
why are we?
also, I was telling, I think, Gabby and Dan about this. I just watched a movie called Colossal yesterday that was weird but good. Yeah, it was enjoyable.
Not Colossus.
No, Colossal. Anne Hathaway.
To be confused with the X-Men.
Pretty,
the organic
pretty
steel skin.
So, I guess I've only got, like, one more question. So they're, you know, it's mom, me and mom, and then you guys. Shani had to go to work, but everybody else is still here. Are there any memories from your childhood? I guess there, because there are seven of you, so there are seven sets of memories. Are there any memories from your childhoods that particularly stick out, or that, you know, you... like made a particular impression on you, or that you like to revisit.
Oh, so we're talking good memories.
Either.
Mm. Stop saying the things I was saying.
You did say that you'd like to revisit.
Oh, yeah.
I remember thinking after I took a test, I think it was in pre-karate, that I hadn't passed, and being just very, very sad about that. I guess because I thought you were supposed to get your results right after.
So since nobody said anything, right. You thought that you lost.
I thought I just you were thought
Jonas.
I hadn't passed.
You were Jonas. You got skipped.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty sad for me at the time.
And that's still, you still, like, that comes back? You remember that? Wow.
He's like five.
Yeah, it was like yesterday, so.
Yeah, okay.
Where's he going?
Anybody else? So, I haven't really said much anything. I am just grateful to be a part of
Who
this
are
family.
You?
I'm Dad. Dad or Todd, depending on who's talking. But I'm just grateful. You know, just like, really, really came home to me when Mom got sick in 2013, and you guys made things much easier to get through. So, yeah, I'm just grateful to be a part of this group of people. That's it. That's all for me. So, yeah, there's that. Revisiting anything, I'm just not really need to do that, but I am looking forward to whatever time we all get to spend together going forward. So anything anybody else wants to say, or, you know, other than, you know, let's wrap it up, Dad?
Yeah, let's wrap it up.
Does anybody want to play Jacks after dinner?
I couldn't think of anything. As annoying as this type of thing is in the moment, I think we will appreciate having it in 10 years. It'll be interesting to hear what we said. And all of the jokes will still be funny.
Yep. And I really hope that somebody will find it and be like, well, would you look at that?
Oh, my God.
And on that note, I think we conclude the Elliot... great Thanksgiving listen interview for 2018. Who knows? We might do another one at some point.
No.
Or some of us might. All right. Everybody, anybody listening, if you're listening on Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving. Peace. Are you sure you are finished recording? It's a question that it's asking me. Are you sure you're finished recording?
Yes.
Yes?
Oh, I said that on the record. No. Congress, I didn't know.
Excuse me.
You know, the Congress guys are just all too confused as it is. Fortunately, it's the library.
I've been doing it.